Michelle Trachtenberg. This one's going to be raw and real. Hold on, attaching the handle. Can everyone hear me? Okay. Michelle Trachtenberg. Where do I begin? First of all, I know her from The Adventures of Pete and Pete. Nona F. Mecklenburg. Pete's best friend introduced in season 3 after Artie had left the show, Toby Huss. But it was Nickelodeon's first ever movie, Harriet the Spy, that brought Michelle Trachtenberg to my attention. And she became one of my biggest celebrity crushes before Britney. I thought I heard something. Probably just the AC. That Harriet the Spy had a huge impact on me. I thought Michelle was great in the movie. And the other kids and Rosie O'Donnell. And it had a really great theme song, Jill Sobule, The Secretive Life. And She kept doing a lot of Nickelodeon stuff. She was a panelist a few times on Figure It Out. She and Danny Tamborelli were on an episode of Space Cases. That's a deep cut. If she was on something, I would watch it. A year after Harriet the Spy, she was on this Miller Boyette sitcom on CBS called Mego. Another deep cut. It was essentially Balky as Alf. Balky as Alf. Bronson Pinchot. The dad was Ed Begley Jr. See, Michelle Trachtenberg was the daughter. Like, one of the boys on the show was, in the pilot, was Sid from Toy Story, Eric Von Denton. But by Halloween, the show was done. I mean, I was pretty sad about it. But life goes on. The next big thing I remember her doing was, at that, up to this point, was Inspector Gadget. Now, I never really watched the Buffy until, I mean, before she joined the cast. But I watched the musical episode for Shits and Giggles. She actually had a pretty good voice. Then at some point, 2002, when I lost everything, kind of stopped following her, kind of stopped following Rosie O'Donnell even. Lost my TV, lost my bedroom, lost all of my privileges. Slowly got them back. So restricted in my life. She mostly moved to TV. Primarily. I was aware of Ice Princess. Never saw it. Never saw Eurotrip. Never saw 17 again. One of the last things. Okay. Some of the last things I remember seeing of hers were a TV movie called Killing Kennedy, where she played Oswald's girlfriend or wife who spoke Russian. Then a rerun of Robot Chicken, where she played Harriet the Spy, all grown up. And in 2021, having not seen the film in ages, I watched Harriet the Spy on Pluto for the 25th anniversary. I still have the VHS, but you know, very precious about VHS. I don't want to ruin the tapes, you know? I've been planning this coming of age 90s movie. For that reason. I never saw Gossip Girl. I never knew anything about Regina George until years later. I don't know if the show was even still on the air. One of her last roles, one of her last screen appearances was on the reboot of Gossip Girl on Max. I don't want to speculate on her health. But if you've seen her last photos, but I will say that she had reportedly had a liver transplant. Michelle Trachtenberg, dead at 39. It's crazy. She was only 3 months older than me. And in that way, I felt like I grew up with her. Oh. Nickelodeon can do that. '90s nostalgia can do that. But this really has me thinking about mortality, you know? Adler, News Alert. Yeah, Gene Hackman, but that's another story for another day. Let's not worry about the French connection. Let's worry about the Welsh connection. Harriet M. Welsh. Remember that name. Oh, it's just the cats meowing. UN News remembers Michelle Trachtenberg. This is PF Forever with UN News. Celebrating 20 years of Uncyclopedia.